This is Untapped Power, insights and wisdom for collective transformation in the yoga community. I am your host, Amanda Shermy, a registered yoga teacher and financial coach, working with you to redefine success and gain confidence in your business and in your life. This podcast serves as a sacred space with a new way forward to speak the truth about the yoga industry and to build a business and life that is defined on your terms. Join me for intentional conversations as we navigate the industry and explore the changing path ahead. We will dive into personal challenges, industry improvements, and financial stability, providing you with the tools to expand, grow, and create. I believe one of the greatest gifts we can give to the world is tapping into all of our personal power so we can collectively raise the vibration together. Are you ready to join the conversation? Now let's dive in. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Untapped Power. Excited to be back with you. Happy New Year. Happy 2024. As we launch ourselves into a new year, I know there is so much that is in your mind, in your heart, that is happening, I think, in this new cycle, this calendar cycle that we have created, that can take us into different spaces and places. And so I want to include an episode today to really speak to those things of intention setting in a little bit of a different way. So I think, I really do believe that it is important to have practices for ourselves, to have rituals, to have an idea of ways in which we can center ourselves, ways in which we can come back to ourselves to check in through that lens of awareness, through that lens of consciousness, and to really be honest with ourselves, to really be clear on what we desire, where we're going, and to notice if there's any sense of doubt or fear or things that are showing up preventing us from moving ourselves in the direction that we desire. And so whether it is this time of the year, January, or maybe you do this at another time of the year, I know many people that have practices at different times in the year. And so January 1st isn't necessarily an indication that we have to be doing certain practices. I have always found the time between winter solstice and the new year is very potent. And that's just for me, this time to go a little bit deeper into my meditations, spend a little more time in stillness, to reflect on my year, to reflect on what I desire going forward, to have those clear intentions. And so I recently shared on the blog this month, as well as in my newsletter, around one of the practices that I've been embarking in for the last five or six years, and that is in drafting a letter to myself. And within this letter, I've included things that have happened throughout the year, so a form of reflection of what has happened in the year, and then intentions for myself going forward, what I desire for myself, what it is that I'm looking to make happen, and how I want to feel, what it looks like, what I'm creating. And so it's a vision for me, and it's, I think there's so much power in putting it to paper, in writing something down and having it be there to look at, to read, to come back to. And so within this practice, I always spend time in meditation and stillness prior to doing it so that I can be really clear on what those intentions are, really clear on what those desires are. And I'll spend time reflecting on the past year of what I've written to myself and to really see what happened, if those things came into fruition, if they came into fruition in a different way than I had written down, but they still happened. So it's a really interesting reflection to come back to. And I've found this practice to be extremely powerful. And part of it is that I'm clear on my intentions. I'm clear on what I desire, and I'm moving it forward. And so today I want to talk about that piece of why some people, because this is a big question, right? Why some people are able to move themselves forward and why some people stay stuck. So we all have, I believe, intentions, desires, thoughts, feelings. We all do. I mean, look around. Think about the conversations you have with people, especially around this time of the year. They have things that they want to maybe change about themselves, things they want to improve on, things that they want to get out of that they feel stuck in. And so we all have different things. And so what is a difference maker between people that have those and actually make them happen versus people that have those and are not able to? It continues to become a pattern. And I believe the key in that is our perseverance. It's our will. That's the differentiator here. We all have the thought, we all have the feeling, and then it's the will or the perseverance to move it forward. And so there is a lot that goes into that, because for some of us, that's challenging. That's really challenging to have that perseverance, to have that discipline and that will and consistency to move it forward. Really, right? How strong is your will to stay on track? And what is your level of discipline? And so I don't believe that it's impossible for people to have, if you feel like you don't have discipline or it's hard for you to stay on track. I think it's a matter of understanding yourself and getting really clear with yourself to say, why am I not disciplined in this? Why am I not able to stay consistent? Where is it that I'm not showing up? I'm saying I'm going to show up and I'm not showing up, or I'm saying I'm going to do something, I'm not doing it. Identifying that and owning it and really asking yourself, do I want to make this change and how can I make it change? Because it's within you to be able to do that. It's within you to be able to have consistency, to have discipline. But it requires you to have that level of honesty with yourself, to be really honest to where you're repeating patterns or you're saying things over and over again of, you know, I really want to be on time, but I'm never on time. I really want to not cancel appointments anymore, but I'm always canceling appointments. You know, that those are things that you can own for yourself. And I think we all have that within us. Some of us have been able to master it a little bit more. And that is why our intentions are able to move forward and we're able to see results. We're able to see things happening in a way that I think is more organic. That's another piece I want to highlight with this, is that intentions, you know, we have the thought, we have the feeling, we have the will, the perseverance, and that doesn't mean that it happens in the amount and the timing that exactly as we want, right? Because life doesn't work like that. You know, our timing is our timing. So we can have it. And that is where I think the block happens for people, is because for most of us, the timing is not what we think it is. And so if we want something to happen quicker, we're going to distract ourselves, or we're going to give up, or we're going to, you know, become too attached to the timing. All of these things are preventing something from moving forward. So we really are required to have that perseverance, knowing that timing is as long as it's going to be. And so I think that that is the, you know, sort of the missing link when we talk about manifestation, when we talk about intention setting, is that discipline and that perseverance and that really that clear understanding of you to know where you're at in that cycle. Do I have the discipline? Am I able to take action? Why am I not taking action, right? Those are some questions to be asking yourself to figure out for yourself where it is you stand. Because I think discipline and routine can sometimes get a bad rap. You know, we can look at that as being, oh, I don't want to be too disciplined. It's uncomfortable, or it just means that I'm bored and I want things to be more exciting. But in order for us to move things forward, for the energy to flow in that direction, there has to be that level of consistency, right? There has to be that level of consistency. So there's the elimination of doubt. There's the elimination of distraction, of fear. And when we're in these places, things will move forward if we have the desire, if we have the thought and the feeling. And it will happen in its timing, in its divine timing. So I just wanted to highlight this in the episode today and share with you again, like as I had a practice that I've been working on for years. And I invite you to find your own practices, really to search within yourself to see what resonates, because there's so much out there. I remember, you know, years ago looking at different things people did in the new year and practices and teachings and trying different things and asking myself if it was for me. And oftentimes some of those things were distractions, you know, taking me away from my perseverance and my will to move myself forward. And so, you know, in order to stay the course, this can be challenging. So I invite you in to find that within yourself, to figure out where you're at currently, and then to see what would help you to stay the course, to stay the path, to really make that happen for yourself. Because I believe it is possible. Sometimes we require a little encouragement or direction from someone else, but it's within us to have those practices and to stay consistent and to stay in the place of persevering and to moving yourself forward. So I hope this was helpful for you. And as you, you know, navigate this new cycle, this new year in the ways that you're doing. And I'm excited to be sharing with you a couple more guests before the end of this season. As a reminder, we will be taking a little bit of a break towards the end of January into probably the beginning of March. I have not yet figured out that timing, but there will be a break coming. but I do want to continue to share as much as I can as far as a couple more guests and a couple more of these episodes for you, these short episodes to share. So wishing you a peaceful and really just inward focused 2024. To go within yourself and to maybe look back on some of these episodes, some of these conversations that we've had around really being in that space of integrity for yourself and figuring out what works for you and how you want to show up for yourself day to day. I think that is so important. So sending you all so much love and compassion in this new year, and I will be back with you next week. Take good care, and I look forward to seeing you so soon. Thank you for joining this week's episode of Untapped Power. If you enjoyed the episode, please leave a review. I would love to hear your insights and wisdom. If you are a yoga teacher interested in being a participant on the podcast, please reach out directly. I am always looking for new voices and perspectives. As a financial coach, I work with clients individually who are in the yoga industry and are looking to gain clarity and awareness around your finances. If this is you, then reach out to schedule your free connection call. All information can be found at amandastroni.com. As always, continue to stand confidently in your power, use your voice, and allow your heart to be free. Until next time.